Blog Talk Radio.
It's Friday. Do you know where your IT guys are? We don't. It's Patch and Switch. And now, the two guys who are personally responsible for the lack of productivity in IT, well, at least 1/100th of a percentile, it's Patch and Switch.
Good morning, everybody.
It's a little nippy outside.
A little the chilly.
Walk out. I actually had to use the remote starter on the Jeep this morning.
You use the remote starter. I just walk out and turn the truck on and then come back out in about 20 minutes.
See, it's, you think I use technology, man.
I know. I don't have a remote start in my truck. I should probably get one.
A tip for remote starts. I read this on the internet, so it has to be true.
Well, of course.
But I have tested this, and I know that it works. You know, you've used remote starters before, right?
Yes.
So remote starters typically have a really crappy range off of the key. You have to be pretty close to be able to start it.
Yeah.
If you take the key and press it to your forehead and then start, you instantly 5 times the strength of that particular transmission.
Now, is that just because of the steel plate in your head, or?
I don't have a steel plate in my head. I probably should, but I dare you to try this out. In all seriousness, if you're trying to use a remote starter at some point in time and it's not working for you as you're walking towards the car from the shopping mall parking lot or something like that,
mm-hmm.
It's not working for you, just take the key, put it up to your forehead, and press it a couple times.
Does that work to unlock the car as well?
Unlock, lock, and also start. But then if you feel a little nervous, like tingly sensation while you're doing it, I suggest you stop. But that's how I start my car all the time. It's great.
I really have no response for that one, buddy.
That's interesting trivia you can find on the net.
Yes, and some of the interesting things that you can find right here on the Patch and Switch Show. It's 2 minutes after the top of the hour, 58 minutes to...
I think you've had a little few too many Cafe Americanos or something, my friend.
I just kind of got stuck in this, you know, radio guy. Yeah.
I was about to say, we were having technical issues because of a short on one of the wires.
So did you hold that up to your head? Is that how it's working?
We could probably wrap it around my neck or something. It might work. I don't know. The headphone jack or the splitter that we're using, so our high-tech studio of a couple of tin cans and dental floss work better for microphones.
Yeah, because we can't afford string, so we actually have dental floss.
Yeah, it's recycled dental floss.
Well, it is.
I was at the dentist
course.
Yesterday. So
yeah.
I just picked some up.
Oh, well, appreciate that. You should have cleaned it first. Hey, all right, so this is an alleged call-in show where we have you, our valued listeners, our guests. You can call in at 646-595-4888, or
you can always use the Skype call-in as well. Now, you can use Skype for a landline call if you want, but
sure,
it's not actually the best quality. It's better if you actually sign up for a free Blog Talk Radio account, be able to personalize it, make sure you get the free one, do the paid for, go for the free one. And that actually will activate some kind of a Skype-like button on the player or something like that. I don't know how it works, but it does something.
There's a Skype button.
We never tested that part out, but I know some people.
Why would we test anything?
Hey, Mr. Romain from Canada, my good buddy, used that last episode, and he actually sounded like he was in the room with us.
Yeah, that's pretty,
good. There was that funny delay that happens, of course, you know.
Well, because we
talk over each other and things just don't work, but that's always fun.
You can also join us in the Blog Talk Radio chat room along with some of our friends. Frederick Nielsen is there. Hank NL, or as I called him this morning, NL Hank. J-Shock, Angry J-Shock has joined us, so want to shout out to him. Apparently he was up late last night, and it was not due to the Xbox launch. Mr. Beckman, and of course, Ledwig has joined us. And he was here before the show started, so kudos to Ledwig for that.
First one in.
No, I think that was Mr. Beckman that was the first one in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so we've got a good chat here. Actually, Hank is yelling at all of the people who are our guests, saying, please go sign up so that we know who you are.
Okay.
They're talking about Mr. Beckman is rubbing it in our face that it is 60 degrees Fahrenheit where he is, where here it when I was driving into the underground layer here, it was a whopping 26, which I believe is a minus 2?
It's a minus 2, minus 3.
Yeah.
Centigrade. That's, I was about to say, it's minus 3. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I did the math. I did the math properly.
There was ice on the farmer's pond as I was driving in today.
Yes, I saw that.
Because there is a farmer's pond I drive past. Maybe it's a horse riding pond or something like that. I don't know. But,
You can also use Facebook or Twitter to log on. Also, thanks for that one, Frederick. And the first thing before we get to the segment, today's a special day. It's very quiet here in the underground layer.
It seems like it's awfully quiet here. Do you think people have like Xbox One hangovers?
I think a lot of people are on vacation today. Because one of the questions that came up in the chat room.
Sick.
Well, and that's what came up in the chat room is how many people have called in sick today. And I said most likely not many because we've known about this release date for quite some time.
Correct.
And folks knew when they would, you know, the folks here knew when they could pick up their devices. And so I'm pretty sure that there is a pretty big contingency of folks that that are out on vacation today or personal time.
Now, can I talk out of turn and talk out of school? I don't know what that expression is. I was trying to be witty with my expressions. It's just not working this morning. You and I had a chat yesterday.
Yes.
At around 4:30 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were thinking about, oh my goodness, I didn't get one.
I didn't pre-order, I should have.
But there was, for softies, a small number of devices available at the Microsoft store that's on campus. It's a company store. You have to be in a company person to be able to do it.
Sure.
It wasn't any great discount. It's just a matter of the fact that they had stock.
Yes.
And people had lined up to go and get stuff from the store for the day that it was the day before it was available, where basically you would get a ticket to be able to come back today and exchange it.
Yes.
Trying to prevent people from having big, long lineups. And then you were saying apparently people were lining up at that store.
Well, so originally I was reading through and folks are like, yeah, so, you know, there's a line here. And that was about 3 hours prior to the release.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wow.
That's not bad.
I thought that was a little bit crazy. And then I see 5 hours. And then I see that people actually started lining up at 9 a.m. for something that was not released until 4 o'clock.
And it was you didn't get to walk home with it.
There was a small number where you could actually walk home with it. Yes.
We could have had access to it before.
Well, some of us may have not had access to it before. But you could have also gone to one of the actual Microsoft physical stores, and I know a lot of folks out there have actually done that and did the midnight release, and it was pretty cool, and there was apparently something here on campus as well.
There are fireworks. I saw pictures. There are fireworks on the one of the soccer fields.
Yes.
The coolest thing that I read about, that actually a friend of mine who was just here recently for the MVP Summit visiting, he's one of the guys that actually hangs out with Pierre Hamon, is Anthony Bartolo.
Yes, Mr. Bartolo.
He does social media stuff up in Canada for Microsoft Canada. And he was going to an Xbox launch event. I think it was in Vancouver. No, it was in Toronto. And they were going to do the equivalent of a Call of Duty takedown with a black van, pull up to the line of 100 people, and randomly pull 2 people out of line, throw them into the back of the van, and then take them around the corner and give them Xboxes.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Fake guns and SWAT team and everything else like that. I need to find out how it went because it could have gone horribly wrong.
You know, make sure that the local authorities were well aware of said takedown in time.
I believe that they had done all the proper PR stuff for it. But,
that's awesome.
Now I need to go off and track that down to find out.
That is fantastic. I wish somebody would come do that. I wish somebody would roll in here to the secret underground bunker where we are and randomly... I shouldn't say that, should I?
Also, the doors come barging open and someone can go off. There goes Switch. See you, buddy.
As long as there's an Xbox One at the end of it. So Jay Shock, I'm not sure. His question asking about do they have fours at the company store. I'm not sure where they are. The lines were just absolutely insane last night.
Yes, we did not go.
So we did not go. So I'm not sure what is actually left over. And then Ladwig doesn't get his delivered until tonight, which means that Ladwig will be calling in sick to his IT duties tomorrow.
It's Saturday.
Yes.
He works on weekends?
You work in IT. You work
IT
every
guys don't
day.
Work on weekends?
Absolutely. and then poor Frederick. They don't get it in the Sweden.
Oh, no.
Not until next year. which I would assume is next calendar year, for those of us who tend to live in fiscal year. Anyway, okay, so enough with that, because it's a cool day. It's a great time to kind of be around, because that Xbox One thing is out, and we've got a lot of people with Xbox One hangovers, I'm very pleased to see that, you know, we've got 5 or 6 listeners today. That's absolutely fantastic. But the first segment that we like to talk about is we like to talk about From the Trenches, which is like actually we do. Yeah, we still didn't get.
We haven't recorded that. Man.
No, we need to get on that.
Maybe you know what? I'll set up the recorder. We'll do some studio records.
Yeah,
some voiceovers.
So exactly.
Voiceovers you can download and play as ringtones. Batch and switch ringtones.
We'll hold ringtones up to the microphone. Yeah, exactly. You too can get your own patch and switch ringtone. Just call 1. I won't give out a number, but only $19.99. And if you order now, we'll give you 2 ringtones for the price of 1.
It'd be one of those services that just keeps on charging you on a monthly basis,
$10. Oh, see, that's how we could fund coffee for the show.
I don't screw coffee. I want a producer.
You want a producer?
I want a producer, and I want a advertising marketing person. I was talking about this with Veronica last night.
Yeah.
She said that I offered her $1.380 for the job.
So which is what we were paying our previous
exact
producer.
Exact same pair on par with our producer.
Yes.
For marketing purposes. So I was going to double our budget.
Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't talk to you about this.
No, you didn't, because I don't know where we're going to find it.
Better than the $1.295 that was being offered by Walmart to go work.
Is that the offer that you got?
I got an offer. $1.295.
All right, we've gotten off track again.
Like we ever stay on track with what this program does,
which is probably why we have 6 listeners. Talking about...
They're going down in number.
I know. The chat room is actually... People are falling out of the chat room. Talk a little bit about your From the Trenches experience this week. You've got a dandy, and it's kind of a continuation from what happened last week.
Are you still talking about my EMC sand stuff?
I'm talking about all of the pretty lights. It's better than a Christmas tree, my friend. You've got all of the colors of Christmas.
I published a picture of it online, and people are like, oh, my goodness. Because basically every single one of the trays has the red master light on, which apparently...
Now that didn't happen before. Because I saw the device before you started mucking with it.
Well, I changed the drives out this time. We had a stack of like 16 drives to replace.
Okay.
And so I figured all you have to do is just simply... It's a hot swap. It's a sand, right? You just simply press the button and then yank the drive out and then pop the new one in and it goes away. But the orange light didn't go away on any of the drives that I put in. And so I'm like, well, that's kind of stupid. What the hell is this doing? So I go into the management software to be able to go off and say rebuild drive or do some other stuff. And it still said that there is a fault with the drives. Like, if I could pick the thing up, I think I would throw it out of the server room. But I can't pick it up. And also the server room is basically glass, so I'd have to throw it out through a glass window, which would not be good.
Cal Beckman says, clearly EMC sands are not clause-proof.
I would say that they are resilient, I will say, but they are rather stubborn. I would say they're probably closer to I don't know. He needs something. I break stuff. Are you stubborn? You're not stubborn.
Never.
I don't know. I have to call it snowed.
No, let's not start that. Hank says nothing major. Hank Gennell says nothing major. He broke his keyboard while coding a PowerShell. He bought an aluminum keyboard. Everything is good now.
Nice.
Now, I wonder if he holds the aluminum keyboard up to his head, if he can get further range on it.
You could, but it's pretty hard to type when you're on your forehead. Cool thing that my dentist office did, another thing, because this is my first time I've been to a dentist in the States since I moved here. And the dentist office has a TV screen that has Windows XP. They run their dentist software to track all their patient history, their calendar schedules, and billing, all that fun sort of stuff.
You know, because that's secure.
Oh, yeah, totally. Then you flip the input source, and it can change from XP to like TV or something like that.
Right.
So you're sitting there, you're practically upside down from the angle that they have to use to get at your teeth, right, which is crazy. So all the blood's rushing to your head. You're trying to stay conscious while you're looking at this XP logo and they're looking at your teeth and drilling away. And then all of a sudden, you know, they go back to chatting and working on stuff. It goes back to TV, and then all of a sudden it flips back to XP. I'm like, they're using like a mouse and a keyboard with this thing,
right?
So I don't turn around with a drill in my mouth, but when I get out of the chair, you know what they did to make their keyboards, I don't know, more sanitized or more
sterile,
more spill proof, I think.
Yeah,
they wrapped them in Saran wrap.
Wow. Well, that's okay as long as the Saran wrap is replaced after every patient.
It works.
Yeah.
It's like, that's so simple. I should put Saran wrap over my laptop keyboard. But then I realized if I did that, I would probably block the heating vents and I would have an overheating machine.
Yeah, your cooling vents.
Wouldn't be good.
Yeah, no, not good at all. Not good at all.
They're cooling vents, but they blow hot air. I thought they were heating vents.
No. They both. You're ridiculous. You're ridiculous. We have, I've not had a lot of things happening from the trenches from a technical perspective. I mean, I've been working on some pretty cool things up and coming that I wish I could talk about, but can't quite talk about yet. But when I can talk about it, I'll talk about it here on the show, of course. So there's some cool things there. What about some beer money? You done some assisting of your neighbors?
We're just flying through the segments today, man.
Well, I just thought, are you done? I mean, we could still talk about the EMC SAN, but I'm worried that you might actually start throwing things at me.
No, I'm good. I honestly, it's been very frustrating with that.
No, this is because you're not typically a SAN storage guy. This is the first time you've really been in front of one of these.
It's in ages because I've been so much more on the storage spaces stuff, right?
Yeah.
But like now it's like trying to get this thing up and working again is absolutely insane. I did have a very fun time, though, because I did visit a friend, their IT shop.
Yes.
And then did some whiteboard.
You had some lunch.
Had some lunch. It was some very nice spicy teriyaki.
Oh.
We were up there, and I was up there basically just listening to them about what their plans were for doing some storage stuff,
uh-huh.
storage changes, because they have a couple of old SANs that are basically not performing as well as they wanted to, mainly because they were using most of their access for the machines through a single gigabit iSCSI target connection. So, you know, just blisteringly fast. It works. You know, it works for 2003 or something like that.
Sure.
But they were radically, absolutely awesomely looking at the stuff with storage spaces. And they were doing some stuff with storage spaces to be able to get some very good throughput. And the throughput was awesome that they're planning on getting. Like this architecture for what they're doing, phenomenal. The best part about it was, they came up with their architecture amongst themselves, and I was simply there to kind of go through and say, have you thought about going this route? Or have you thought about going this route? As opposed to me having to go off and design it all. Kudos to them and the team.
Yeah, absolutely. That sounds like a fantastic design session.
Jumping in with both feet, that's what I can say. Absolutely awesome stuff.
That's awesome. The guys in the chat room are angry because I won't spill the beans, but it's not an NDA thing. It's just the details haven't been completely worked out, but it has to do with some Azure and some virtual machines, and I'll leave it at that.
Even I don't know what he's talking about.
But the problem, here's the thing. It's not like super secret. It's just the details aren't completely worked out. And I am not one of these guys who comes out and starts talking about things that details haven't been completely worked out.
I have one more thing.
Okay.
Moving off of the lamp stack for my hoster.
Yes. Yes. So I saw that you were working on this. I saw your tweet.
Server hugger guy, which is me. Basically,
that's not your blog.
I know. But Server Hugger Guy basically is looking at getting off the lamp stack and off the hoster and going to Azure websites.
So I saw on the Twitters that you were working on this project.
Yep.
And then heard nothing.
Correct, because I got stuck with the EMC stuff and other things that kept me busy yesterday.
Right.
But what I did finish off was, and I'm going to be doing a blog post about this, with Azure websites, basically you can say new website and you can say from the gallery and choose WordPress as an example as the stuff. And then you from your old website, you can go and export all the content and import the new content. And, you know, it takes a little bit of work to get it all done, which is really kind of cool. But the tricky thing that I figured out was with the subscription that I have, you can only have one database. It's not SQL. It's MySQL that it's using. You can
only
have one database. No, on Azure websites.
Okay.
With my current subscription level, I only am allowed to have one. So I'm like, well, how the heck do I make my second and my third website work off of this particular one? And it's a matter of talking with my good friend, Corey Fowler, who's Mr. Azure websites and open source PHP, blah, blah, blah type stuff. And he says, dude, just go in and edit the web config file, sorry, the WordPress config file to change the, you have to use the same database, but you change the prefix. Is it prefix or prefix? It's prefix. Change the prefix on the tables to have a different first couple of characters, and then boom, it works.
Oh.
So I now have three Azure websites all pointing to the same single database for three separate installs of WordPress on my Azure website subscription.
Very cool.
And so I now just need to flip the switch and change my DNS to point to the new site as opposed to the old site on the Lamp Stack, and I will be complete.
So is the reason you're using MySQL versus SQL Azure or a SQL Server database is because is it the WordPress piece that the
WordPress
that
default uses local MySQL database, and it makes one for you. I'm sure if I was actually a bit more up-to-date with stuff you could do, I'd take it out of pointing to that local instance and point to the other one, because it really is just a connection string and some other stuff like that. It'd be good to go. I just haven't done it yet.
J-Shock says to take a look at Richard Hayes talking about how he did this, and he says it's windowsobserver.com. He used the WordPress network and has done some stuff. Kyle Beckman says he's been playing with it, but still feels like web hosting providers still give better value for less money.
That might be true, but here's the cool thing. Let's just say that all of a sudden, for some reason, regularitguy.com
mm-hmm.
goes bananas. I don't know why, because no one goes to blogs. Sort of like the listeners to the show. We've got about six listeners
yes,
to the show.
You've got
I've got
about
maybe
seven.
A dozen listeners that go
oh,
read
wow.
my blog.
You've
perhaps.
Got double what we have
so
here.
I got double the numbers. You're able to go off and do auto-scaling.
Oh, yes.
So with the Azure website, I can simply say auto-scale this to a maximum of four instances or eight instances, whatever happens to be that I want to choose. And then it's intelligent enough to leave it as it is with one instance unless the need of extra load capacity happens, and then it will auto-scale it up. As opposed to a number of other sites that I know recently that we took down by having too many people go off and hit them where they were not able to auto-scale. And with that, I'm referring to a Jumpstart just recently that I was helping out with.
Yes.
Where we talked about the cluster in the box boxes. And
yes, from...
The website fell over.
Yes. At least for a short period of time.
Sure, but it was good.
Right? Yeah.
There was so much interest in what these boxes were that we were using for the demo hardware
yeah.
that people wanted to go off and see what they were. But unfortunately, we forgot to give the vendor a heads up that they might be mentioned.
Yes, exactly.
They were happy with us. But
yeah.
At the same time, they're like, ah.
Yeah. Of course, there's talk about DNS and that whole fun thing there.
I'm still waiting to hear more about that.
Yeah, so am I.
I've only heard the external stuff.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we're not going to be able to talk about the internal stuff. What happened.
I've not seen anything internally. But again, yeah, it's DNS. DNS is fun.
It is one of those loved services that everyone forgets about
until something happens. Exactly.
If one tiny little thing goes wrong, boom, everything doesn't work. It's kind of like
yeah.
It's kind of like AD. When something goes wrong, AD is not available all of a sudden. Boom. Oh,
well,
yeah, that's my
but
main
see,
indicator.
The core service and foundational service behind Active Directory is DNS.
Oh yeah, they
right?
go hand in hand.
So,
like PB and J.
Yes, exactly. That folks want to know if Uswitch actually manages the DNS.
The DNS at Microsoft is not running on the EMC SAN.
Okay.
I got asked that online.
I would have asked if it's running on the desktop that you have sitting underneath you.
That's actually been pretty rock solid.
Yeah.
Although the desktop underneath my desk, for some reason, changes its disk boot priority once in a while.
Just randomly?
It's like I've got an SSD drive as my main drive on that guy.
Yeah.
And then I've got a storage space configuration of four 2-terabyte drives in a drive enclosure. And for some reason, every once in a while, when that thing reboots because of patching, it all of a sudden just tries to boot off of disk 2 of the storage space, which it doesn't like. I don't know why.
Yeah, I've noticed some random kind of sometimes it reboots and then can't find a storage device, or particularly if I've seen that. So
beer money?
Beer money. I've just... exactly. This kind of ties into my random spending, because I've been getting a lot of questions from folks about various tablet devices, because there have been a large number of releases from some of the OEMs out there.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And particularly in the 8-inch form factor, and it was something that we were talking about before the show started. So there's actually two that I've been looking at. One is the Dell 8-inch. This is the
Venue Pro.
Venue Pro 8. And then there's also the Lenovo Mix 2, which is also an 8-inch form factor
tablet. And there's a small Yoga
tablet
there too, isn't there?
Is that Yoga an 8-inch or is it 10? Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll have to go look on the internet. So this has been the question a couple of my neighbors and friends have been asking me. They're looking at the 8-inch tablet factor. And the one thing about this Dell and the Lenovo that I really like is that they're pro devices.
Yes.
They're Intel processors. I believe they're Beta.
Small form factor, but pro devices.
Correct. And they're really, really, really – so one of the questions you ask me is how do they perform? Are they snappy? And I've been taking my time before I spend any money, like I always do, and I read all the reviews and do all my research, and folks seem to be pretty happy with these devices. The one thing that is extremely intriguing to me is, number one, the price point. So I believe the Dell comes in right around $300, the Lenovo somewhere similar to that. For a 32-gig module. And these are pro devices, meaning that you can go ahead and slap a 64-gig SD card in that sucker, and you've got plenty of storage, right? The only thing you can't do is obviously direct where those applications are installed to when you install, you know, kind of modern applications. But, you know, anything that I would use, particularly an 8-inch form factor, is a consumption device.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. That's what it's for. It's there to consume internet, you know, reading blogs, reading.
My concern with these tablets is the processor that's on it, man. I got burned by the Atom processor in previous architectures, and it just was sucky at performance.
Yeah, so like I said, I've done a lot of reading. I've done a lot of research, and people seem to be very happy with it. And actually, there was a thread I was reading that these might actually be able to support Hyper-V.
Wow, that's interesting.
That they may be VT enabled. Now, I haven't done enough research on that to see. And a lot of them, including the Dell, and this is a good point that Mr. Beckman brings up, some of them even come with Office, right, with the device.
Oh, yeah.
So you're looking at a $300 device, $299-ish, I believe, is kind of where that price point
yep.
starts, with Office, with a pro version of the operating system. Or by pro, I mean it's an x86 version, meaning that we can install, you know, normal x86 applications. It's not an RT device. That's an amazing price point. For an amazing form factor, for a consumption device that you can just kind of have around all the time. And probably, as we were talking about before, something that the kids can play Animal Jam on.
Or you could possibly get the OS replaced on it, put on domain joined, virtual smart card, direct access.
Yeah.
It's all
well, and you can, and I have actually read posts from people who have actually gone in and upgraded the OS to, I believe it comes with just Windows 8.
Yeah.
Standard.
Yeah.
And you can upgrade it to Enterprise Edition, and it runs just fine. Some people are like, well, let's put 64-bit on it. And people are like, why are you going to do that? You know how people experiment. They like to put as much stuff on there. Now, Jay Shock says he wants a tablet, an 8-inch tablet, Pro or RT with Wi-Fi and LTE.
That'd be your Nokia or Nokia.
Nokia has one. But I have also been reading both the Mix 2 and the Dell Venue Pro are rumored, and these are rumors, to also have versions of them coming out at a later time with that, you know, 3G or LTE, with that, what do they call that? The ability to connect anywhere via your cell network.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that these are going to be handled much like the Nokia ones, which is going to be from your cell phone provider.
True.
So not available yet, but rumored to be coming. But the Nokia, they actually had the Verizon store here actually just released that Nokia. Is it 2520?
I want to say 2520.
Yeah. And they had those. So. Oh, J-Shock corrects us. The 2520 is a 10-inch. It's not an 8-inch. So, yeah, thanks for the correction there.
So it's just slightly smaller than the Surface. Surface is 10.6.
Yeah.
That Lenovo one I was talking about, actually, my bad.
The Yoga.
It's a Yoga. It's a special Yoga that's actually running Jelly Bean. It's Android.
Ah.
Bum,
bum, bum. Bum, bum, bum. So, J-Shock, yeah. And I actually have several people... for a tablet with the
I think you know what it is.
With the 3G
break my fear and go try it out somewhere.
Yeah.
Right? I'm picky about responsiveness, and I got to go off and try it.
Time for a visit. You know what? I think it's a lunch visit to the Microsoft store, my friend.
Good. Well, there's all sorts of MVPs that are still here, right?
I don't know. Shout out to all the MVPs that we were able to – I know you met up with a couple. I've had a couple drive by the office. Unfortunately, I just way too much going on at this wonderful time known as mid-year.
Yep.
With business reviews and things going on. Lots of meetings. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to make it to some of the events. Plus the fact that I just got back from vacation.
Whenever a conference is in town, be it internal or be it MVP or whichever, Microsoft Store is not the place to go because they're all there.
Is the Microsoft Store the place to be today, given the fact that it's Xbox One launch day? But everybody's going to be in that line, so I would imagine that it's going to be pretty easy to get into.
I think
they're
all going to be in the line and out of there playing the Xbox.
Well, right, but what I'm saying is that
I just realized I scheduled like 8 meetings today.
Oh,
I should not have scheduled 8 meetings today.
Look, there's two reasons for us to take a lunch today. First of all, we could go look at these 8-inch tablets because I'm about ready to pull the trigger on one.
Yep.
As we hint at the next segment of random spending. The second one is that Scotch Ale is now available at one of our favorite microbreweries.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Why did you schedule so many meetings today?
I don't know.
Can they be moved till Monday?
You know what? I got to pull up my calendar. I got to see this because I might have a large enough window we could pull this off at lunchtime.
Because we have important geek research to do. How are we supposed to be able to do a show?
Look at that. I backed it right up too. I only have less than an hour for lunch today.
You need to move. You need to move one of the meetings either before or after.
So do I move the one where I'm going to be talking about the Linux on Hyper-V, or do I move the one where I'm going to be talking about virtual RSS scaling? Like, I don't know what.
Flip a coin, and all you have to do is just move it to past the weekend.
I'm willing to bet I'm probably going to get some cancellations.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'd be really surprised if you actually get those meetings off today.
That is true.
So J-Shock says the Scotch Ale isn't available until 5 p.m. today.
See, he knows because he lives close by.
Well, but didn't you say there was somebody visiting last night that may have had some?
No, he didn't have any.
Ah.
It was James Whitaker, one of the guys down the hall from where I work. Awesome speaker if you ever get a chance to see James Whitaker talk. But he was saying it's his first time at Bellevue Brewing, and he had a number of different types of ales that he enjoyed. And I replied back to him today saying, there's two things you got to try, go back and get. The first thing is the Porter ice cream as a dessert option. And the other thing was the fact that Scotch Ale is available on Friday. So tap a keg in time for lunch, but I think I might maybe even take the family there for dinner tonight.
Just so I can have a Scotch Ale.
I don't feel like doing dishes.
Need to grab a growler.
I could do that too.
Need to grab a growler. You know what? Actually,
what?
Get a growler because tomorrow is I think it's Dad's evening tomorrow.
No, it's not Dad's evening.
No?
No, the women are going out.
Right, exactly, which means that the dads all congregate and hang out.
That's true. But
so you can bring the growler.
I've got birthday stuff I've got to plan.
Oh.
My wife's birthday coming up. I've got projects I got to finish off.
All right.
You organize the dad's thing, I'll send my kids to your place.
Jay Shock. Call them and find out if they'll do a special tapping just for Patch and Switch. I think they will, right?
We have that much pull. We have that much pull.
We have 6 listeners.
Yes.
Actually, I think we've doubled that number now. Veronica's joined us. Hi, Veronica.
Do you know why we have 6 listeners? I published this on Google+.
What, you did?
I promoted this on Google+ this morning. So you never know.
You never know.
You might get another 2 listeners out of that.
Well, we do have 3 guests that have joined the chat room, so I'd like to welcome them.
And Veronica has joined late, which is nice.
Yeah, she was trying to sneak in, though J-Shock called her out for being tardy.
We have an active running window on a 50-inch screen, so we know who comes in and who leaves real quick.
Exactly. So anyway, we do need to, I think, as a note, so let's take a note down.
Let me start typing.
Jay Shock, so all 3 people on Google+ can join in. Nicely played, sir. I think we need some research. Let's go down, because you're worried about the snappiness of the processor on the 8-inch tablet. So let's go down. I need to see this thing in person as well.
I hear the build quality is good.
Yeah. The one concern I have is the location of the Windows key, because apparently it's different. It's located at the top, not the best place. That's just some of the things that I've been reading. You read so many reviews, right? Yeah. Reviews, you know, take them with a grain of salt. But, right. You know, I've got to check it out. I'm so not reading what's going on in the chat room right now. We should take a lunch. You need to move one of your meetings. We'll go down and because it's show research. It's actually work-related. We need
work.
To research this exactly,
this
allegedly. We need to go down and research this for the show so that we can bring it back to our listeners because of the fact that I
have to know.
I'm this close to pulling the trigger and getting one. I want to make sure that I'm spending money wisely once in my life.
Speaking of spending money, random spending, is this like the natural transition?
Yes. So obviously, you know, one of the areas of random spending for me is going to essentially be this device, but the other thing is...
That was the wrong sound. It's supposed to be this sound effect.
Yes.
There we go.
There you go. So I just came back from vacation. It's hard to believe that I actually still have the $300 that I'm actually considering buying this Dell device, having just come back from vacation and given all of my money to the mouse, which was fantastic, by the way. Really, really enjoyed it.
Did you talk to the keyboard?
No, mouse as in...
Oh!
Yeah.
Mickey.
Yes. Birthday boy.
Oh,
it was his birthday on Monday.
We can't. It's trademark names. We can't.
Well, I think if we just say TM.
Okay, we didn't pay the promotional fees.
Well, we can just say TM, owned property of the Walt Disney Company, et cetera. But yes, fantastic. It was his birthday Monday. So got to.
On Monday?
Yeah. 80. Or is it 85?
He's looking good for an 80.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fantastic. That was fantastic.
Did you know he's one of the reasons why copyright laws are the way that they are in the state?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Because they keep on getting renewed and extended.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
Interesting.
Yeah. What about you, Mr. Random Spender?
Random spending, as I mentioned, I'm doing stuff for...
You're doing projects.
I'm doing projects for my wife's birthday. And so I've been doing random spending stuff for her. And it's not really technology, but it kind of is. I'm building a workshop.
Are you supposed to really be talking about this?
She doesn't listen to the show. If she does, I'd be
very surprised. The one week that she does listen to the show, you spoiled the birthday surprise.
So I've built a custom workshop in the spare bathroom. It's a master bathroom in this house that we're renting.
Yes.
That is going to be used for stained glass. So I'm getting into my physically building something phase, which is always fun. Oh, look at this. I just got a decline request for one of my meetings.
Sweet!
That's hilarious. I literally just got one come in.
J-Shock just said he's, number one, he's bought beer kits, so congratulations, J-Shock. It's time to get together and get those suckers made. But secondly, he's calling Kelly.
Okay. No. I've made this workshop table. I've actually gone in and cut out an 18x24 window inside of it, and I'm going to make it lit from the bottom. I bought. Here's my really long tangential connection to what technology is. I bought a ribbon strip of LED lights that are powered.
So is this becoming the new disco sensation?
No.
you go into the stained glass room and it's.
I could bring that in there if I needed to, because we have one of those balls that light up and make all those funny colors.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
That turn around. But this is actually what I'm doing is I'm making a box underneath that 18x24 window that has a white painted material on it that's a semi-gloss. And then I'm going to run the strip of LED lights attached to the bottom of the table, the underside, so it's indirect reflected light. And I had to buy a LED dimmer and an LED... power supply to make this all work, and I got it all on the Amazons for probably less than $30.
Now, when you're connecting everything, don't strip the wires.
With your mouth.
Yeah,
no.
While it's plugged in.
Last time I got a shock, and it wasn't nice. But at least it's only 12 volts this time.
Only.
Only 12 volts.
Only 12 volts. So you're working on the workshop.
Yeah.
You've got some LED lighting. Are you going to add any more technology for...
I'm thinking of using one of the tablet devices inside the room to power music and to power speakers.
Now, Frederick, he brings up a point. The surprise is a workshop in the bathroom with a window and an LED light strip. My wife would kill me. What they don't understand is in your current property.
Yeah, we're renting.
You have like 19 bathrooms.
Yes. So this guy that we rent the house off of had four teenage girls. They adopted, and they had four teenage girls. And so this house that they bought is a massive house, and he actually custom put in like five bathrooms. The one that I'm converting is just off of what we call the rec room, which is actually one of the master bedrooms on the main floor that
yeah.
he turned into a rec room with a 65-inch TV and
right.
the stereo system and the couches. And that's where we lock all the kids when we want to have some quiet time. But off of that, there is a master bedroom, or sorry, master bathroom with two sinks, a shower, a walk-in closet. It's insane.
Yeah.
You've seen this place.
I have.
And so the walk-in closet is partially a fermentation chamber for my beer to keep it warm in the wintertime. And half of the bathroom is now going to be this one workshop that I've set up for stained glass. So, yeah, it's fun. But trying to find a half-inch shank router bit in the city of Redmond is rather hard. I need to have a router bit to be able to finish some stuff off.
Yeah.
And I can't find a half-inch router bit. They only seem to be selling quarter inches around here for some reason.
Huh.
So I've got this Makita router. I think it's like a 5-horsepower engine. It's like massive. When you turn it on, it has enough torque where it actually twists in the router when you turn it on because the engine RPM is so high. But it only takes half-inch shanks, and I cannot find a quarter-inch half-inch shank to save my life for the router bit I'm looking for.
J-Shock says maybe you can find that at your second job, Walmart.
I checked Sears.
Yeah?
I checked Home Despot, and I checked Lowe's.
You checked Lowe's?
And even Harbor Freight, and they don't sell half-inch
wow.
shank bits for the ones I'm looking for.
Huh.
I don't know. It's weird.
We'll have to take a look. We'll have to
Very
take,
weird.
Take a look after. We're hey. Coming to the close of the show, so it's time to name the next episode. Which, I don't know, did we even talk about the name of this episode?
This one, well, yeah, sort of. I think we said at the very beginning, it's Coffee Vertex, Texas.
Yes.
And you're still wearing Texas. You always wear Texas in football season or something? Or what?
Well, yeah, particularly on Friday. Because
Friday's your hoodie day?
Fridays is the Friday. Every Friday in most football cities, you wear your gear. So, like,
I didn't know
here
that.
You'll see a lot of Seahawks stuff on Friday. So,
oh, yeah?
it's kind of Spirit Friday. That's, yeah, exactly.
I didn't know
anyway,
that.
So we got to name the show. We're going to go with Hank. I like Hank's first word. It's turkey.
I was saying the first word was gobble, gobble.
Gobble, gobble? You want to use is that one word or two?
You just take out the spaces.
Oh, okay. All right. You want to use gobble, gobble?
Gobble, gobble.
All right.
Excel. Excel card.
All right. Gobble, gobble,
gobble
Excel
gobble,
card.
That is
the next show, which is going to be occurring in 2 weeks. And actually, interestingly enough,
2 weeks. What's the date?
That's going to be the 7th. The 6th of the December. And we are back.
It? Okay. Let's say because we're traveling that week.
We are. We are traveling. We're on the road. Going to the Houstons.
Yes.
Which we talked about in the countdown show. But we're going, we will be back. Otherwise, we would have had to have done a remote show, which we could possibly do. But no, we will be back. So I want to wish all of our listeners, even though they're located all over the globe, a happy Thanksgiving
happy
as
turkey.
That's coming up. Yep, turkey, turkey, gobble, gobble. And with that, the orchestra is playing. So thanks, everyone, for joining us. No callers today, but we did have quite a few folks in the chat room. Want to shout out Frederick, Hank Cannell, J-Shock, Mr. Beckman, Lake makes you get really clear about. And then, of course, latecomer Veronica, thanks for joining us.
She's going to have to sit in the corner with a hat on, I think. Coming in.
Yes, there will be late punishment. So now that you've actually canceled that meeting... that meeting has actually been canceled. I think it's time to head to the Microsoft store so we do some research for the next
you
show.
You might be doing a road.
Absolutely. Everybody, have a weekend. Thanks for joining us. The Patch and Switch Show.